This is Morgan and Fraud speaking. How can I help you?
Well, thank you, ma'am. I missed your name.
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Oh, Morgan. Good morning. My name is Bob. Bob Ruffs. I'm calling from up in Minnesota. Just still in the snow belt. You got a message from your customer service people. I'm calling about a fraud.
Yes, sir. What was your first and last name?
Robert. This could be my wife's name that you have. Her name is Laveda, L-A-P-A-D-A, and our last name is spelled Roofs, spelled R-O-U, F is Frank, S is Sam.
Yes, sir. It looks like the account that was transferred over was for the Laveda. Could you verify the billing address?
Could you speak slightly slower? I'm an old man, and I don't listen that fast. You want me to verify our address?
Yes, sir.
35049 South Shoal Lake Road, Grand Rapids, Minnesota, 55744. And I'm calling from our phone if you have caller ID that's
yes,
connected
sir.
With that address.
It looks like there was a contest that was entered for a KitchenAid mixer. In order to be eligible for that, you would have had to be in our app, ByteHub, and you said you do not recall entering that contest or doing the subscription for ByteHub.
I'll assure you we didn't. And since you're a security specialist, I'll share more with you through with your questions. We have a KitchenAid mixer, had it for years, still working great. We would never.
Yeah, so it looks like that contest was entered April 7th. Underneath the email address, lavadadr@gmail.com. Are you familiar with that
email
address?
Yeah, you know what? That's the same. I just had to clear one of these up from a firm over in Florida, and I could tell by the people who answered the phone, you're honest people. I would like to share this with you. That's almost exactly the same point in time that somebody did this across the continent from you or across the country on the other side. There's something going on here that's very fishy.
Yes, sir. It was also done underneath the phone number 218-328-5946.
That's correct. It's almost an identical setup where actually we're billed something for something that's intangible, so we don't get anything in the mail.
Yes, sir. This isn't something that you would get in the mail. You would have to either download it or go to the website. But there would have been an email that was sent to the LAVA doctor.
Yeah, both of these were a very similar circumstance where there's nothing shipped and we are not alerted to it unless we're watching our credit card account. So somebody's doing this through that kind of contest entry thing. Very, very similar. Another little bit of thought that just came to my mind, if you don't mind another second or two.
Yes, sir.
If you were to go into a common telephone book, if you have our address or if you have anything about us, we are listed in the wait pages. And that could be gleaned off of a credit card number. Now what I'm trying to do is figure out how our account number, and I'll have Visa handle this if I have to. But something's just happened recently where credit card numbers have broken out of the security. I know if you get a few calls like this in the near future, you'll understand at least from talking to me how I think it happened part way. But merchandise is always an entry in something. An opportunity to win something. Question is then, can you refund that amount for me?
Yes, sir. So if you don't recall signing up for the KitchenAid mixer or ByteHub, we can go ahead and have this account canceled for any future billings. We can also go ahead and submit this as a claim for fraud.
I would deeply appreciate that.
We do submit our claims for fraud with the local authorities. We'll prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So do you have to verify it was not done by you or anyone in your household?
You're speaking real fast again for this whole camera. Yeah. I wish I was young again. I could understand better. But
I was saying we prosecute whoever has placed that order without your knowledge. So we do have to verify it was not done by you or anyone in your household.
Absolutely not. And you can even make a note. We've got a KitchenAid mixer. And had it for years. We'd never take the time to spend money to enter a raffle like that or whatever it is. No way.
So I did go ahead and submit that claim for fraud. The investigation takes 24 hours. From there, refund gets posted in 3 to 5 days.
Say again the last. The refund will?
A refund gets posted in 3 to 5 days.
Okay, got it. Thank you very much.
Would you like a confirmation number?
Confirmation number, that'd be good.
Your confirmation number is C, as in cat, 9-2.
Sorry, there was just a little burp on your line. It's not your speech, but I have a confirmation number, C-9-2,
the number.
C-9-2.
0-5-0-5-2-6-2-6. Yes, sir. 26.
Okay.
77.
Okay.
9.
Just one, a single 9.
Yes, sir.
I'll read that back then, ma'am. C is cat. 9-2-0-5-2-6-7-7-9.
Yes, sir.
That's correct?
That's correct.
Thank you, Morgan.
That's it. Thanks for our call.
I'll look for that refund that on my account in 3 to 5 days.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Support. Yeah, have a great day.
You have a nice day down there yourself. Bye-bye. We done?
Yes, sir. That's all. Thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Oh, I'm sorry. Actually, your headset maybe has a little garble in it. You're going to transfer me or something?
No, sir. I was saying thanks for calling customer support.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you so much, Morgan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.